Iram Gonzalez stands on a quiet street in Nogales, Mexico. He's watching two men peering through the bars of the border fence into the U.S. One is talking feverishly into a cell phone, while the other scrambles up the 25-foot border wall in seconds. Both men are oblivious to a pair of reporters standing on the street just beneath them watching until the man on the cell phone turns around.
Los hizo, cabrón.
Foto no quiero, paisano, nomás, ¿eh?
Oh, radio, güey, no te preocupes.
The man doesn't want photos taken, of course. Gonzalez tells him it's just a radio story. The men slouch down the street, shooting glances back over their shoulders before disappearing into an alleyway. Gonzalez is amused. He stops to light a cigarette, juggling a cell phone in his free hand. Just a pair of smuggler spotters, he says. These scenes aren't new for Gonzalez. As a newspaper and television crime reporter, he's covered gun battles live. He's seen government officials arrested for corruption, with them always a lingering threat. It's one that hangs over every one of Mexico's border reporters. Last year, he accidentally drove into the aftermath of a gunfight. He was recognized. The gunman assumed he was there to report. The same day, they called him at the newspaper to threaten him. Then last summer, his home was broken into. Nothing was stolen. They left him a message.
Te vas a morir, reportero. Así me ponen nada más. No se robaron.
Reporter, you're going to die, it said, spelled out in hot sauce on the kitchen table. The Committee to Protect Journalists has consistently named Mexico as one of the deadliest places in the world for reporters. Carlos Loria runs the organization's Latin America program.
Many reporters and media are cowing into silence because they fear reprisal from organized crime and corrupt public officials.
In the last 2 months, a newspaper and a television station in Ciudad Juarez were attacked in drive-by shootings. A reporter in the border town of Ojinaga was gunned down. Then five employees of a news agency in Coahuila were kidnapped. The news agency announced it will no longer cover organized crime. In Reynosa, a gunfight reportedly happened with as many as 30 dead. The only account was in the U.S. newspaper. To the CPJ's Loria, the pattern is simple. Those trying to stop news gathering are winning.
You have organized crime exerting control over large parts of the country without having to use, lethal violence.
Emily Edmonds works with the Woodrow Wilson Center's Latin America office.
Can they keep it up? Very smart, very rational people are starting to turn away and say, journalism is not worth, my life.
As for Gonzalez, he hasn't given up yet. He talks about his job while he punches a number into a cell phone in one hand, holds a cigarette in the other, and somehow still manages to navigate a sharp U-turn into oncoming traffic. With violent crime falling in Nogales, he's turned to look at drug smuggling, especially drug tunnels. But first, he wants to investigate who built a massive shrine in town to the icon of organized crime, Santa Muerte. Reporting from Nogales, Sonora, I'm Michel Marisco.